In all, as of Monday afternoon, officials said they believe 51 laboratories in 17 states, plus South Korea, Australia, and Canada, have potentially received live anthrax samples. The vials containing the deadly bacteria have been routinely shipped from DOD facilities for roughly a decade, but with the understanding that they were made up of only dead samples for use in research. So far, the Pentagon cannot say how the error happened, so the department is testing samples from all 400 lots in its anthrax inventory to try to determine how widespread the problem is. Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work.
Everyone in the Department of Defense takes this issue very seriously because it is a matter of public health and also the health of all of the members of our department. We are acting with urgency, I would say, on this matter. I've directed that all of the testing of the spores are day on, stay on. We're going to do it until we get every single one complete, and this is not going to be a 9-to-5 endeavor. We are going after it very, very, or as fast as we can.
But officials insisted they do not believe the problem represents a health risk for the general public. That's because even though the vials were believed to contain dead bacteria, they were encased in several layers of protective packaging and absorbent material at all times. Also, DOD and Centers for Disease Control officials say the concentrations of live pathogens in the vials were too low to infect any lab workers who came in contact with them as long as they had healthy immune systems, and no one has been infected so far. But officials also disclosed on Wednesday that the department may have been inadvertently making shipments of live anthrax for years. All of the samples to have tested positive for live spores came from the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah, and one of the lots involved in the new positive tests has been there since 2005. Frank Kendall is the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics.
One of the things we're trying to find out is how, what the history of this in terms of whether we have an isolated instance here. We've now found out in numerous batches, so we know it's not just one batch, whether it's other places than Dugway, how long this has been going on, through a number of things, and that's really at the heart of what CDC is investigating as well. So we still have a lot to learn about the root causes of this particular incident. We want to be careful as we speak about this, and we're trying to do that, to not maximize or minimize the degree of concern here. Okay, we think there is a minimal degree of concern, virtually none, for public health. There is some degree of concern for our lab workers, and that's why we have, I think it's 31 people now that are in a prophylaxis program because of possible exposure. So we're going to work through this very carefully. It's a serious matter, but it's not a matter for widespread alarm.
But defense officials said the tally of 51 labs who've potentially received the live material is likely to grow in the coming days, simply because the CDC's anthrax tests can take a full 10 days before they can definitively rule out the presence of live anthrax. So far, 9 separate samples from 4 different lots shipped from Dugway have tested positive, and 10 more are en route for testing. What remains unclear is why the military's initial battery of tests designed to make sure the spores are dead prior to shipment failed, and why the gamma radiation designed to kill the samples evidently did not. Commander Franca Jones, a microbiologist who serves as DOD's Director of Medical Programs for Chemical and Biological Defense, says the samples go through extensive checks.
After those organisms are irradiated, they are cultured once again to make sure that the process was successful. Those organisms are grown for at least 10 days in an incubator and are secured just to make sure that nothing grows after that period of time. And if nothing grows, we actually issue a death certificate that says this organism is now dead. It provides the parameters under which the inactivation was performed, and it's signed to ensure by multiple individuals that the process was successful. Then and only then would a sample be put into a shipping container and sent anywhere to any lab throughout the country.
On Wednesday, the department created a website that officials said would be updated every day with the number of research labs potentially impacted and any other information revealed by ongoing investigations. The CDC has the lead role in investigating any technical failures and identifying the scope of the problem, but Deputy Secretary Work says he's also ordered a separate 5-part review by DOD. That probe will examine why the inactivation process failed to kill the anthrax, how the live samples made it past testing procedures, existing biohazard safety programs, and whether they're being followed, and any systemic problems that led to the mistaken shipments.
Public safety is paramount. That's the number one thing on our minds. 2, we have to get to the bottom of what caused this issue, and we are doing this. I pledge to you total transparency. This is the first step. We will keep you updated every day, and if necessary, we'll come back and talk with you. And finally, accountability. Those are the four things that, in my mind, are central to this effort. Public safety, of trying to find out what is wrong, transparency and accountability.
The number of labs potentially involved in the problem has grown almost daily since the CDC and DOD first identified the issue and made it public last Monday. It was first discovered when samples from an Army lab in Edgewood, Maryland tested positive for live spores, and it may have never been discovered but for the fact that a subcontractor, for reasons that are still unclear, tried to culture a sample of what was supposed to be a dead bacteria. Again, Frank Kendall.
These are supposed to be dead spores. So they're used for the purposes for which one uses dead spores, which is often to verify detection capability and so on. For some reason, a subcontractor of one of the labs that we shipped to, in that case, cultured some of those supposedly dead spores and found out they're not. Normally, there'd be no reason to culture because the expectation is there'd be no result. Why they did that, at this point, I don't know.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.